today, new relationships get started. However, while new relationships are starting, existing ones also break down. Unfortunately, many people get so badly hit by relationship breakup that they get distracted and shattered. That is why in this audio program, Handling Relationship Breakup, my goal is to share with you practical insights for coping with relationship breakup and reaching for the love ahead of you. My name is Joseph Dinwoke. You can call me Brojit. At least one relationship gets started every day. At the same time, relationships also got broken every day. Now, the reality of life is that relationship gets broken when people who are involved in it feel it's no longer worth it. And therefore, they talk to each other and say, Angela, I think we can't continue. Or Angela walks up to Obinna and says, Obinna, I think it's over between us, or we can't go on. Now, the reality of life is that the experience of breakup is not the same thing to a guy as it is to a woman. That is to say, the way they handle relationship breakups is not the same thing. For the man, I want to tell you something. Of course, I'm not saying a general thing, but this is the reality of life. It may not apply to everybody. There may be exceptions to the rule. When a man's relationship breaks up, or when a lady walks up to a man and say, bros, it's over between us, the man, yes, to pain him, that's if the person is Joseph Dinwoke, yes, it's to pain you. I mean, God forbid bad thing. I can't imagine that I'm madly in love with a girl, and the girl walks up in one day and say, Joe, Brojit, I think we can't go on again. Now, of course, I'm going to move on, but it's going to be painful. Now, that's painful, but it's just painful. Now, after the pains, I can now walk up to a lady the following day and say, Nne, I think I like you. Can we be in love? You know, that kind of thing. That is to say, if that is actually happening before the love, I've never done that kind of thing to be in love with any woman. Now, but if it's easy for me to walk up to a lady and say, I want you to be my love, I want to marry you, or I want us to court, things like that. But for the lady, it's a different thing altogether. Do you know why? She cannot walk up to a guy and say, bros, I like you, I like your beards, I like your hairstyle, I like the way you behave, I like the way you ask to work, so marry me, or let's be in love, you know, things like that. The best you can actually do is to give the guy a signal. You have to be very careful with the degree of the signal you give, because the way you give that signal, and the guy will get the impression that this lady is desperate. And sorry to tell you this, desperate ladies are not usually treated nicely by guys. Let me tell you another thing about the guy. The guy can walk up and get engaged to another person, but the lady can't do that. Now, what's going to happen is this. Many of the guys that walked up to the girl and said, baby, will you be mine? And the girl says, no, I won't be yours because I'm someone else. She can't go back to those people and tell them, now I'm free. Do you understand what I'm saying? She is at a point where she can do very little to move on in her relationship life. Do you understand what I'm saying? Then another thing about it is the fact that this girl, many times, when ladies fall in love, they fall in love completely with their whole being. Now, people say that is not the same thing with guys. Again, I tell you, there are exceptions to the rule. It's going to be difficult for me, Joseph Dinwoke, if I know for sure that I'm really in love with a lady and the person says it's over between us. If it's just a girl, it's a different thing when this person is Brojit babe. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, for most girls, it's difficult for them to overcome that thing, to go over it. That is why it becomes even difficult for her. It pains her. I mean, people were asking her, what's up with Obinna now? Obinna is no longer together. He said, we broke up last week. She broke up, but she can't announce it. The guy can break up. He doesn't need to announce it. He just needs to walk up to a lady that she likes and talk to the lady. But that does not apply to the woman. That is the reality of breakup to the male and to the female. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, aside that, the pain is actually very disturbing. In fact, for the lady, when her relationship is broken up, what happens many times is that she performs poorly at work. If she has exam to write, she performs poorly at it. I have a friend, she's a lady, and we're just discussing about falling in love on campus. And she told me something. She said, Joe, I won't lie to you. This thing can be very distracting. Do you know that sometimes we had exam, and this guy will just come up with his case, and I won't even be able to concentrate to revise my exam? That is how much breakup can affect a lady. Now, this one is not breakup. Her own case was not breakup. It was just a case of the fact that the guy was acting funny. You know that kind of thing when somebody you're in love with start behaving one kind. It's worse with ladies, Sha. The girl feels your Holy Spirit to know what's in her mind. Now, when it now becomes a case of total breakup, you can imagine how devastating, how agonizing, and how painful the trauma can be. Now, it can be traumatic, I understand. Now, what I want to share with you in this 5-part podcast is what to do when your relationship break up. Now, when your relationship break up, you can break down or move forward. What I want to share with you is how to accept breakup without breaking down. Now, it's 5 parts, and then the first part I'm going to share with you, I'll help you see and face the reality of the fact that your relationship is broken up. If you can't face that reality, you will continue to mourn it forever and may never move forward. Then afterwards, I'm going to talk to you about something. I'm going to ask you a very sincere question. I also expect you to answer that question sincerely. Did you actually dump yourself, or did the guy dump you? Now, I understand that the guy walked up to you and say, baby, it's over between us. But a lot of times also, we have found there are times a lady dump herself without realizing it. The man only verbalized the dumping. That is to say, the breakup was triggered by your action, but he just ensured that that breakup happens eventually. Afterwards, I'm going to tell you, if you found that if it's not your fault, or it's your fault and you apologize and the man has just made up his mind that it's over between you, I want to show you what to do so that you by yourself dump that same guy that dumped you so you can move on. I can tell you this categorically, if you fail to dump that guy that dumped you, you may not be able to move forward. If you fail to dump the guy that dumped you, you will continue mourning, fantasizing about a future with him that can never materialize. Do you understand what I'm saying? Then of course, when you have been able to dump him properly, then the next thing you do is to reach out for the love ahead of you. I have this strong conviction in life. No matter how bad your situation is, there is a better life ahead of you. If you're a Christian, then I want to tell you this thing that I found in the Bible. There's a statement like this in the Bible. God takes away the first to establish the second. Maybe your mistake, or even for no fault of yours, God takes away your relationship. He wants to establish the second. And when he establishes the second for you, my brother, my sister, is going to be the best you can ever get. The next thing I want to tell you is sometimes people dump ladies and they come up to girls and say, please accept me. I'm very sorry for why I talked to you. I'm very sorry we broke up. I did it in ignorance. I did it because I didn't get the facts clear. I did it because I misunderstood some things. Please, I want us to be together. What do you do at such point? I can't give you the answer. I won't give you the answer to give. I won't tell you what to do, but I'll just provide you a practical guide that can help you whether accepting or rejecting a dumper that wants you back. I hope you understand my point. Again, my goal is this in one line. I want to share with you how to move ahead of a broken relationship, how to move on when a guy dumps you, how to move on when you lose someone you love dearly and have fantasized, have created, have imagined a future together with him as your husband and you his wife. My name is Joseph Dimoke. I'm a lifestyle and inspirational blogger at Brigid World. Thanks for joining me on this program. This program is a production of Brigid World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of serving you insights and inspiration for peak performance in your life and work. To learn more from us, kindly visit brogid.com, that is brogid.com. Your questions and comments are welcome through brogid@gmail.com or 0810-550-4664. We encourage you to please share this podcast with someone that may find it useful.